What would you say is the thing most people don't know when choosing a legal form of business to operate in?
Probably they just don't know what options are out there, that there are options. They've either heard of, that most people have heard of a corporation and think that's what they need to do, and they don't realize that there are other options out there that may provide better benefits than a corporation and maybe easier to operate.
And you've also got people who are operating as a sole proprietorship, maybe, or who've been on their own running a business out of their house or out of their garage.
Definitely.
And don't know there are other options.
Right. And they're not expensive options either, but they may give them a lot more protection from liability, from lawsuits that may arise from, depending on what type of business they're involved in, you know, all kinds of potential liability.
So we can't do all of what you'll be doing on Tuesday night in a 6 or 7 minute interview, but can we kind of go through a little bit of maybe, you know, dealing with a sole proprietorship? A sole proprietorship, mm-hmm. He is the big dog. What are some other things people might not know about him?
Well, the main thing that they need to know is that as a sole proprietorship, you have what's called unlimited liability, which means you are 100% liable for all of the business debts. So it doesn't matter if you've hired employees, if they run a red light and hit someone, or they mow over somebody's bushes, if it's a lawn mowing service, doesn't matter how small or how big, you have personal liability. It's not limited to just the business assets. And so that's the main reason to consider something besides a sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship's simple, though. You know, you don't have to consult with anybody else. You make all the decisions. You don't have to file a separate tax return. So there are benefits to it, but the biggest cost is that liability.
So as a business grows, most tax consultants, business consultants would recommend something else, like maybe a corporation.
Potentially, yes. Not necessarily a corporation, but maybe another business entity. It could be a corporation, though.
You also talk about dealing with partnerships. A sole proprietorship mm-hmm. wants to team up with someone. What are things to look out for in dealing with a partnership?
The biggest thing is when you take on a partner, you've got obviously somebody else that you need to consult with. It's a great way to end a friendship. But at the same time, you don't really want to go into business and partner with somebody that you know nothing about. You still have unlimited liability in a partnership, but now you've got somebody else out there signing documents on behalf of the business that you may not be aware of things that they've agreed to and done, but you still have liability for that. So it just kind of compounds your potential exposure. But it also does give you a source of funding because potentially that person or labor, you know, is going to come in and work to help build the business or put cash into it for you to help fund it to get it started.
So as you look toward protecting yourself and protecting the assets of, protecting the assets of the business and protecting your own assets, mm-hmm. a lot of people will look toward other varieties, corporations and limited liability companies. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things to watch for or some of the benefits of those?
Well, there's lots of different entities. There's, as you mentioned, the corporation. In the corporation, within a corporation, you can have an S corporation as an option. You can have the limited liability company. You can have registered limited liability partnerships. So there are different options out there that all provide some degree of protection, and it kind of depends on what type of business you're going to be running as to which one may be best. The limited liability company is probably the most popular now because it provides a lot of flexibility, as well as giving you the limited liability protection.
So what's an example of somebody who would, a type of business that would benefit from an LLC?
It's hard to think of one that wouldn't, honestly. Probably a smaller business that's not planning on going public. I mean, if you've got a Walmart, then you need to be a corporation. But if you're a smaller business and you're going to be hiring employees, if it's a lawn mowing service, it could be a rental operation where you're renting out properties. It could be a retail store. It could be a professional business. A lot of professional businesses, though, would rather, they've already got partnerships in place, like accountants and lawyers and stuff. You'll see some of them, some law firms that are LLCs, and you'll see some that are what we call LLPs, which is a hybrid of that that is particularly for professionals.
So what's the step that you recommend a business that is looking to grow beyond maybe the protections that an LLC would provide to be looking toward a corporation? What are some of those benchmarks?
Well, it's hard to know when you're starting out because obviously everybody has huge expectations. And it would depend on what you plan for your business. I mean, if you're thinking it's going to be something that's going to go you plan on selling publicly, then you probably should start out as a corporation. But most people don't start a lot of businesses with that idea. They're starting it, trying to get it off the ground and get it started. And generally, a corporation would be okay. There are just a lot more formalities that you have to follow. And there's much greater potential to lose that limited liability protection if you don't follow those formalities. So you just need to be aware of them, and you need to make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's and operate it the way it's supposed to be operated so you are protected.
So you mentioned a lot of people might not know what some of the highlights and benefits of some of these different types of corporation, and maybe they've already made a choice. In the seminar on Tuesday night, you're going to be going through a little bit more of those in depth. Yeah. The concept is that they're not stuck where they are. What kind of potential is there for changing the type of organization?
Well, it depends on where they are. Honestly, because there may be tax consequences depending on, you know, there's not going to be any tax consequence if they're a sole proprietorship. They can convert to one of these others and there won't be any significant tax consequences. If they're a corporation and they want to change to something else, there may be, because IRS very likely will treat that as a termination of that business, where they may have to have gain on assets that are appreciated, and then starting a new business. And there are some that we can convert from one to the other without there being that potential. And there's also options with the LLC, but essentially once you make those options, you're stuck with them, or again, you're like terminating a business and starting a new business. So it really varies depending on if they're already operating, how they're already operating. It's also easy for a partnership to convert to an LLP, because you're not really changing the structure, but you are adding some protection, liability protection.
Elizabeth Guerrero is an associate professor of business law here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's also a practicing attorney, and she'll be hosting the Choosing the Right Legal Form of Organization for Your Business workshop through the Louisiana Small Business Development Center at ULM. It's Tuesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. For more information, the number is 342-1224. Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming today.
I'd just like to add that the workshop is free, so there's no charge for it, and we do encourage you to please call and pre-register.
Great. Thank you so much.